Despite years of effort and millions of dollars in state campaigns, Alaska's suicide rate remains at nearly double the nation's average. On Saturday, communities across the state participated in suicide prevention walks and gatherings. Len Anderson attended the event in Kotzebue and filed this report.
I don't think I see anybody here that has not lost anybody to suicide. This is a very important walk.
Rosie Hensley, general manager of Public Radio KOTZ in Kotzebue, was watching people registering for Life Walk 2012. Her station participated heavily in the event through advanced announcements and public affairs programs, as well as phone reports on Saturday itself from regional village observances. It was a heavy commitment for the station, but as Hensley noted and Walter Sampson told the crowd just before the walk began, it was justified.
Our region, the Banana region, has 66.7 rate. We're the second highest in the state. We need to find a way to change that.
Nome has the highest rate with 67.7 suicides in a calculated 100,000 population index. Sampson said the unsuccessful attempts of the past do indicate a key to a possible future reduction in the region's suicide numbers.
We've attempted to get some help, both from the state and the federal side. Somebody from the outside is unable to fix that. So we as people need to work on our own.
Like last year, the Life Walk theme was Live, Laugh, Love. In Kotzebue, the life-affirming slogan was proclaimed on signs and by the attitude of the participants, who donned bright white t-shirts over coats prior to setting off under sullen gray skies, temperatures in the mid-20s, and a chilly west breeze off the frozen sound.
My name is Queen Davis. It might not be nice, but it's a good day for a walk.
You're challenged by crutches right now.
Yeah, my arthritis has kind of got bad, but God still walk, keep moving, think positive. Thank God they have a bus in case can't make it all the way, you know.
About 150 people made the trek, which ended with an indoor picnic featuring, among other things, hamburgers, hot dogs, and muktuk. There was also live music, some state dignitaries, and personal testimony, including from State Representative Reggie Jewell of Kotzebue.
I was home rummaging through some stuff, and I looked at my sister's pictures, and I had good memories, as well as some painful ones.
Jewel lost his sister to suicide.
We're here in part because of the pain, but a large part so that other people don't have to experience it and to be supportive and hopeful.
Hensley agreed.
People that are thinking of committing suicide, if they see somebody walking in the events like this, maybe they can go to that person, try to get that hand that can help them think of not committing suicide.
In Kotzebue, this is Len Anderson.